And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 262.1, 5 years later. I had a false start. I was making sure the recording was going. Anyway, I'm Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
He is Murray.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured out from the title, last week, which I've always forgot, and we barely ever cover anniversaries, but last week was the fifth anniversary of our little podcast that could. I know there's at least two or three people out there listening besides us, because, I mean, well, actually, we don't listen to our podcast because we record it.
We can anyway, listen to this? Oh, shit.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah, it's been 5 years. For those of you who don't know, we started out with me and Caleb, and then our greatest listener who commented frequently, we just brought him on the podcast, so I'm not even sure if anybody's listening now. So, good old Murray Fox, he's on here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, how far along did we add you? I think we was like maybe 10, 12. We'll have to look that up. That's a good thing
statistics?
To look at. I should look that up ahead of time.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Totally off the cuff. Unfortunately, I got sucked into PC game land with title I've been waiting to play for the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. Unlimited space exploration and pew-pew and loots. And so, yeah, I was up till 3 in the morning playing that. So I'm not as prepared as I'd hoped to have been.
Pew-pew.
But anyway.
Pew-pew.
Pew-pew-pew. That's a, yeah, that's like slang for you shoot things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, computer lingo.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a gamer too. I'm not just.
You're not just a pretty face.
Place. Exactly. God, I hope I'm not the prettiest face here. That would be terrible for you guys. Anyway,
we've got listeners. I mean, we just added Chris Lydon a couple days ago, and he says he listens to the show.
True.
So I think that.
Yeah, we do actually get people come in and join the Facebook page. So this is good, and the website. And, well, I haven't had any contact from iTunes in I don't know how long. I know it's still on there because, you know, you got one of you got or you, one or both of you check.
We do.
The link's still good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've had – so, like, this episode we were just going to reminisce and talk about some of our favorite episodes maybe and some things we'd like to do for the podcast. So on and so forth, and, you know, and you guys write it in, tell us what you think about those ideas. I know I would like to have a call-in show like CGS used to do, but I don't think we have that many people.
No.
Enough. Oh.
They barely did.
Yeah, that's true, they did. I don't know, maybe if we...
They always had the same 10 people call in.
That's true. So I don't know, something like that, or I know of this free software we can start a little chat room thing and maybe have a little chat room while we're recording one, you know, if we advertise it ahead of time.
Well,
people can ask us questions and
well for Murray, just so you know, Murray, 5 years ago, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries broke up.
Really?
Oh my God.
Huh. I thought you would
5 years. Let's see. 5 years ago, I was stuck in.
And the Muppets, the movie, came out 5 years ago.
Oh yeah.
The second one. Or the newest, the redone one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And Amy Winehouse died.
Wow.
Oh man, that's
5 years ago, huh?
Huh.
The last Harry Potter movie came out 5 years ago.
Oh wow, was that 5 years ago? 5 years ago, I was stuck in a dead-end job and a loveless marriage. I know that.
Captain America and Thor came out 5 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, the movies. That's right. Yeah.
James Franco and Anne Hathaway hosted the Oscars 5 years ago.
Oh, that was the bad one.
Wow.
That crap fest.
Oh, dear.
I stopped watching those a long, long time ago. But, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Anna Montana ended 5 years ago.
Oh, really? Oh.
And the world has never been the same.
Not for some.
hit like a wrecking ball.
Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was killed.
Ah, there's some good news.
Let me see. Ooh, the Watson computer beat Ken Jennings on Jeopardy 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
And Occupy Wall Street started 5 years ago.
Wow, that was big.
Oh, that you just let's see, Comic Book DB. They
and
got
Charlie Sheen got fired from Two and a Half Men.
Oh yeah. Oh man, what a
losing his shit.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 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 That's.
Ooh, Katy Perry and Russell Brand divorced after 14 months of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that long?
T-bowing and planking were both a thing.
Oh, I remember planking.
Oh, man, planking.
Ooh, Prince William married Kate Middleton.
5 years, huh?
Yeah, they got a kid now and everything.
They got two.
I mean, they got two? I missed
Justin.
I am way off of my royal stuff.
Justin Bieber's concert film Never Say Never came out.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Game of Thrones started.
Oh.
Yeah. Only a couple more years of that. Let's see. So that would have been. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out stuff that had come out in August would have had a cover date. They still doing that 3 months behind thing, so the cover date would have been November 2010.
Flashpoint was ending right about now, 5 years ago, right?
Yes.
I think
the
so.
New 52 is what spurred me to do this podcast in the first place. Yeah, well, I mean, it's good because, you know, I had a support group to help me through the grieving process. The two of you, like, kept me together, you know, kept me off the streets,
Kept you off the pole. So, that was our ultimate goal here, Chris.
Yes, yeah. It kept me off the pole. Helped me through the really hard times. Valiant helped for a little bit, but you know they just went. I don't know. Let's see stuff that came out.
Armstrong is back with a vengeance. So.
It still is. I have so lost track of all that. Let's see here. I have pulled up stuff. If we go by, because the cover date thing is kind of a whatever, and I know at least at one point that should be easy. We were doing, that would have been September, wouldn't it? September cover date. Well, I don't know. Anyway, New 52 stuff is a lot of what we were covering back then.
Oh, yeah.
We started, we had like maybe one or two episodes before I did a quote unquote live recording of the midnight showing, midnight opening of, the local comic shop that I was at in Tupelo, Mississippi, and all the, I was the only one there, and I remember doing the, recording with the owner. I'm trying to find out, let's see what some stuff that came out that week. Let's see, JSL All Stars. I'm too far off. Let's see, 48. I'm trying to figure out when that
Party Rock that Party stuff. Rock Anthem was out by LMFAO.
Oh yeah.
I know, not comic book related, just idiotic.
No, it's good. I like it. I mean, that's something to put it into context there.
I think the Honey Badger video came out. Honey Badger don't care.
Honey Badger don't care.
Sorry.
Funny you should say that. I ran into on the internet game, I ran into some things that looked like little badgers, and they were mean little bastards, and I was thinking that, I actually was thinking of that meme at the time I was getting my ass kicked by them.
At this point, 5 years ago, so Flashpoint's wrapping up. New 52 is minutes away from starting. I think, yeah, you and I were covering, hey, here's what they have planned coming out, and here are the creative teams. DC was Yes. She was just info dumping all of that information out there. And Murray was lapping it up, I would imagine, out on the outskirts of
totally.
Of fandom.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Well, let's see. Things that came out in 2010, I'm just kind of going through here. I'm still trying to find the exact date stuff. Let's see. In September of 20, cover date September 2010, you had Astonishing Spider-Man and Wolverine number one, second printing, and the second issue came out. And oh, they were really pumping out comics. The Astonishing Spider-Man number 9, 19, 20, and 21 all came out that week. Oh yeah, Astro City Silver Agent number 2. That was a good one. Good stuff. You had Avengers Academy, and it looks like the is that the
Dennis Hopeless?
Yes, yes. The Avengers run with Brian Michael Bendis was in was just starting.
Really? That's, it was 5 years ago that he was doing Avengers.
Oh, it's got to be way longer.
Nope. Yeah.
No, no, no. 2010, his second printing of the number 2 issue came out. Cover date September 2010. The sec, yeah. See, where did it go?
That'd be 6 years ago. Then.
Is that 6 years ago? 2010? Oh yeah, I should be in 2011, shouldn't I? Sorry.
Math.
Yeah, math is hard. You're right.
No, he's been on Avengers way longer than that.
Yeah, because he was on X-Men. He was on X-Men for what, 3 or 4 years?
Dude, I'm just telling you what I saw.
Well, that's gonna be like the second third version of New Avengers, because.
Oh yeah, they've done it a while.
The neighbors are cutting the weed garden down. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, good Lord.
You do Let's not see. Know how dangerous it is. Every time I go to my water barrel, I take my life in my hands because the weeds are like 8 feet tall and the pokers are like 5 inches long. And they're
pokers?
Like encroaching on, you know, like it's like this big, giant weed with like, you can't even pull it out because it's like protected itself with thorns everywhere. Every single inch of it is covered in thorns. So I need like a hazmat suit to get to my water barrel.
Water barrel?
You know, like a big rain barrel.
Oh,
it collects the rainwater. We're very environmentally friendly.
Ah, here we go. Yes.
What are you,
Batman and Robin that had Dick Grayson as Batman number 7 had come out about that. No, wait.
Oh.
I missed it. Yeah, that was right after Batman died. And it, yeah, the Gates of Gotham thing was just coming out about that time.
Good series. Good series.
Yes. The Breed comic that I'd loved so much. The second volume of it came out on hardcover, and number 5 out of 6 or 7 just come out. The one that Jim Starlin's creator owned stuff. Let's see. Bionic Man Dynamite had got the rights to from NBC to do a comic. Its second issue had come out.
Starting really strong. That was a good series for a while there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was based on stuff that Kevin Smith had supposedly done for a TV show. Yeah, it was. It was really strong, and it just petered out, man. I'm telling you.
By the way, as a side note, Bendis's Avengers stuff started 11 years ago.
Okay.
Avengers,
so this was
Avengers
like,
Disassembled was actually, oh my gosh, it was 12 years ago. It was August 2004 is when Disassembled.
That must have been one of the restarts then, because I saw another one that said Avengers 2011, and then it was like in number 2, so that must have restarted like twice.
Oh, they rebooted all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Trying to something. Let's see. DC Comics presents Batman Gotham Noir, number 1. They did a bunch of those. Shazam, Super... DC Comics. Oh, that was that. I don't know. that was about. I don't remember doing that. Oh, yeah, they put out that DC Retroactive books that were showing stuff from the 70s, and, you know, that was supposed to be 70s, 80s, whatever.
What's that?
Wait a minute, what was that?
Right around the end of Flashpoint, they were doing, like, DC Retro, so they got creative teams from the 70s to do stories in the style of the 70s, and then they did it for the 80s, and then they did it for the 90s. So they did it for, like, Flash,
yeah,
Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, probably Green Lantern, but I didn't pick that one up.
I didn't pick up too many of them either.
I don't remember that at all. Wow.
Yeah, I've only got a few of them. I just linked one. Couple of them from Comic Book DB there.
Well, thank you.
Some of the Flash ones, they were good.
Yeah, they were all right.
Who was on the Flash? Was it the?
Just your, they did. I want to say Meisner Loebs and LaRocque did one.
Let's see. Yes, Cary Bates did one. Martin Pasco did one. Another one. Oh, there was just two. They were really expensive. They were $5 a piece. And back then, that was a lot. So it's still a lot now, really. 56 pages, standard comic. Yeah, I didn't get too many of them. They did one. Let's see. One for Batman, Flash, JLA, Superman, Wonder Woman. Yeah, there were several of them there.
Yeah, the 80s one for Flash was Meisner Loebs and LaRocque.
And yeah, this particular month would, September 2011 cover date was the 70s ones.
90s was Brian Augustin and Mike Bowden. No.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't have been the interior artist. Nobody knows who he is.
Let's see. Brightest Day number 4 had just come out that month, cover date that month. Captain America was starting up again after Steve Rogers comes back again. Ed Brubaker and Steve McNiven were starting their American Dreamers Part 1 storyline with Captain America circa 2011 number 1. Didn't pick that up at all. Personally. Let's see. What else?
Oh, here's one for you that was coming out in 2011. Daredevil, Mark Waid and Paolo Rivera. Was in.
Was that? Oh, wow. Was that that far back? Man. That's amazing.
Lemire was making a name for himself at DC by doing Animal Man at that point.
There you go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, according to this September date, Flashpoint number 3 was out right about then. And Avin Sir. Batman Night of Vengeance, 2011 number 2. Did we ever cover any of those on the show? I think we did later on. We didn't as they were coming out.
Okay.
I don't remember, to tell you the truth. Well, we can look.
No, don't. No research, please.
Oh, come on.
There was
it's not that.
Hey, Batman, there was a Darkwing Duck book out at that point.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think they're trying to bring that back. You guys hear about Samurai Jack coming back?
No.
Yeah, it's a more adult version. It's going to be on Adult Swim, as a matter of fact.
I've never watched Samurai Jack.
Oh, my God. Okay. Just hold on a second. Okay. I've talked a lot about Batman Beyond. That's probably one of my favorite Batman cartoons. I'll have to say. I know,
no,
that's hard to believe.
No.
Yes, it is. I have to admit. But I think the greatest cartoon ever is Samurai Jack. And I'm going to say that now. I know my nephews love it. I've watched every single episode.
Excuse me.
I finally procured, and I'm using air quotes, the entire series, and I think I maybe have I have one episode that I have not watched because I didn't want the show to end. That's how much I love that cartoon, and they're bringing it back. Bless you.
Goodness.
And funny enough, even though it's a Cartoon Network thing, IDW had the rights to it, and they had Cullen Bunn and one of those guys that does Skull Kickers. I think I forget his name. Somebody else was. I got one of the volumes of it.
It's all that weed work they're doing next door, Murray.
I know. Thank God.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. So.
So excited.
You know. Yeah. Episode number 2. On August 15th, 2011, we were talking about, so it'd be like in a month, we were talking about the next new bunch of new number ones that were coming out. So we talked about Batwoman Elegy, that, because it was a trade. So that was just me and Caleb back then.
How did we miss talking about Archie Meets Kiss? Good Lord, we...
Dude, I don't know. That's always an option.
OMAC. Oh, my God.
Let's see. When did Caleb join us?
I was there from the beginning. You mean Murray.
I mean Murray, sorry. Sorry. Man, master's hard, dude. Let's see. So September 2011, we had 3 episodes out. Looks like Caleb and Christian. Okay, so not then.
I'm gonna say October.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah, because you were our main. Commenter, our only commenter.
Wow.
So we just, yes, there we go. Okay. So on episode 11, we called you a now, quote unquote, now semi regular member, Murray. That was on episode 11. So, and then by 12, we just said, Murray, you're one of us.
One of us.
Yeah, okay, episode 12, Creator Spotlight. This week, Chris, Caleb, and Murray each pick a comic book creator to talk about and discuss their body of work, some of their favorite works, and why they like them. Some general comic book discussion thrown in for good measure. Oh, that sounds like a good episode. I'm going to have to listen to that. Oh, wait, yeah, we can listen to these. According to this, from the stats on the page, there was a grand total of 32 downloads that clicked on the download thingy and downloaded it. So, I mean, we're just ripping the internet up, and that's usually about how many we have.
Oh.
If you look at the episode, well, I mean, as far as that interface, that they go, instead of just listening on a website or do it through iTunes or some other podcast thing, they actually click on the link and download the episode locally and then listen to it
that way. Yeah, I never do that. Mine is through an app, so I don't know how that registers to the whole download thingamahoozy.
There's some stats on the webpage, but they're just basic, the stuff that comes with the podcast plugin for WordPress. But we usually average about anywhere from 25 to 35 people a week that do it that way.
Yeah, because I got at least 5 coworkers who download. They may not listen, but I know they download every week. So,
yeah. Yeah, so you can, and there's a play in pop-up mode, so I don't even know how that factors into it. And of course, that was that far back. I had to redo the site because of some kind of, I don't remember what happened, but I had to move everything over into a subdirectory, so a lot of the stats got reset. So, we have not missed a week. We've done what we did a lot of reruns there in the last month or so due to workloads and technical issues and things like that. But I think we're only up to like in the 20s of episode 20-ish of reruns. So that's not really too bad when you get right down to it. That's a lot of content.
Yeah.
Lots of content.
And some of it's even worth re-listening.
Yeah. So, okay. I know probably my favorite one, and though it had a lot of technical difficulties, was the Ostrander Mandrake interview. That's probably my favorite. I would love to get Mark Waid on here So that's my pie in the sky interview. So if we could get anybody on here, well, I take to see what we had. Who have we had on here? We had Chris Roberson and his wife. I forget her name. I still brag about that one because, you know, he's got a TV show.
But Ostrander's got a movie.
Yes, he does. And I noticed it was very, very brief, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think they named a building in after him.
Yes, that's what the internets are saying. But I didn't notice it either. So
it was very, very, very fast. And since I was in there by myself and I was just like talking, you know, like I was sitting at home, I almost reached for a split second, I reached for the remote.
Pause.
To rewind to make sure. Then I'm like, well, shit, I'm in the movie theater. I can't do that. So, yeah, that was a real moment there. Okay, if you could get two questions. Of all the ones we've done, what do you think are one of your favorites that we've done? Which I know that's a lot of stuff without – this is like totally off the cuff. But, okay, we'll do this one. If you could have – if you had an unlimited budget and say we could pay somebody to come and talk to us, who would you want? What would be your ultimate interview opportunity? I know we don't do that very often because, you know, we're – geeky social anxiety type people. At least I am, anyway.
I'll let Murray go.
I would want to talk to Robert Lauren Fleming and Trevor Von Eden.
Ooh.
And I have no clue who those people are, so tell me who they are.
They did Thriller, and Robert Lauren Fleming did Ambush Bug with Keith Giffen.
Oh, Thriller, yes, I remember
Trevor
that.
Von Eden
that
was
comic.
The artist on that Green Arrow mini.
Yeah, he was the artist on Green Arrow and Black Canary and Black Lightning.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that would be good, actually. I like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, awesome. I would love to hear what happened to Thriller. I would love for Thriller to come back, but it would never be the same, I don't think.
They just need to reprint the damn thing.
They need to reprint the first
that would be good.
7 issues.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if
don't
you...
Don't reprint the last 5 issues.
Oh, besides, God. It was wonky.
No.
The only thing I've seen about that is just jokes in comics about that comic. I've never actually read that.
Awesome.
I wonder if I actually have that in my archive.
Only a flesh wound.
Is that the guy? They had the guy with the scabbard in his had the flaming sword, or he kept his sword in a pocket of flesh on his back, or something like that.
Yep, scabbard.
Oh, Lord have mercy! Lord have mercy!
Mm. I remember one of the characters was the president's son, right? A big fat guy.
Data, I think, was his name.
He just rode around in a limousine.
Yes. Oh,
that's a superpower.
Data. I think it was Data, and then he had the little dude that was his buddy. I don't remember.
Little Asian kid, right?
Yeah.
And
that was awesome.
I'm seeing if it's on. I know it's such a good series. I would have loved to see it end the way it was supposed to end. I mean, it never ever will, but.
Oh,
so good.
Try to track those people down. I guess.
I always refer to those books that were out around that period as the pre-Vertigo Vertigo books.
Yeah. I remember it was controversial when it came out.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about that. I remember.
DC taking chances and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would go more new school. I would go like Robert Kirkman or...
yes, that would be awesome to talk to him.
Or maybe even... who am I thinking of? Oh, shoot, I'm having a brain freeze. Brubaker.
Yes, that would be awesome. Brubaker would be awesome. I would love... As a matter of fact, Greg Rucka I would love to have him on.
Yeah, I'd like to ask him why Wonder Woman is so boring.
What?
Oh, dude. You know,
he's like, it's like, you can't go home. It's clear proof that it's not.
Yeah. I
lightning
mean,
in a bottle was caught once, and it's just not.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, I like the idea of the 1 year later and then showing the future, but it's not working out as well as I'd hoped, personally. But he's usually a slow burn kind of guy anyway, and this is like, you know, timing by a calendar, literally.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it isn't grabbing me as much as I'd hoped. I think I've only read the first two at this point. I know I've got the third one. Let's see. I tell you, you know what would be really good now that I'm looking here at our front page and the graphic that's the huge spread of Perez's work on JLA Avengers. Kurt Busiek and Perez would be great to have on here. And God, I swear, Perez, if you ever listen to this, I love your art, but my God, let somebody else write, okay? Jesus, that Sirens comic is a slog to read.
I dropped it after number one. I'm sorry.
I still buy it, but I just look at the pictures. I don't even try to read barely at all. I might glance or skim through the words, but it makes absolutely no sense. It is beautiful, all kinds of cheesecake going on there, but my God, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord.
Well, that's God. What happened with his Superman, too.
It was somewhat enjoyable because it was at first anyway, because it was the new 52 and everything was new, but yeah, it just covered up his art with speech balloons, man. And Lord have mercy. But you know, I bet of all of those, I mean, Perez isn't really doing as much right now. I know he's working with Boom. But I bet Busiek would actually do an interview because he's. I might have to try that. That's like a goal for me right now, having Busiek on, because I love his stuff. That Autumn Lands Tooth and Claw book that he does is one of my ones I look forward to reading, and Astro City as well. Yeah, okay. I'm going to try to get him on here somehow.
I'm looking through. So I actually, surprisingly, I'd like to talk with Brian Bendis. That would be. Bendis would be a.
Are you as much as you hot go on about
I
him?
I know, but it's for me. It's like a not a train wreck. That's not a very nice way of putting it. But it's just nothing happens in it. But I'm constantly entertained by his books, even though nothing happens in any of his single comic book. It takes like five issues for anything to happen, but he has such a way with dialogue and characterization that I'm like, this is really good. Just want forward momentum and it never happens. Or it's so subtle that I don't notice it happening.
Right. Have you ever read any of his power stuff?
The first story, the death of what's her name?
Retro Girl.
That was the only powers I've read was Death of Retro Girl, and that. But
see, I've lost track. It's either four or six hardcovers collecting all that. I started reading that when Newsarama was doing those. Well, that's how I started reading Invincible too. They put a page a day on their website for free, and I started reading it like that, and I liked it so much. I read some stuff that I downloaded, and then I found out they had these hardcovers. So I thought, okay, I'll buy the first hardcover, and if I don't like it, I'll just resell it. And I've been hooked on it ever since. I've got the fifth one sitting over there, that I haven't read yet, but I mean, they do it. It might be I think it's a little easier to collect them, but they only put like two trades in a book, but they're oversized, so that's one of the reasons why I get Walking Dead like that. So you can, I mean, it's a lot more impact, but he did an issue of it where all of a sudden you're in literally in caveman times, and everybody's a primate, and there's like no dialogue except for grunts and things like that, but it still was a good story. Anyway, I'm hooked on that book. It's really good, and I just wish that they let him do the series closer to what the book was. That, oh my God, what a mess that series was. Lord, I couldn't finish it. The first season.
So no Samurai Jack is what you're saying.
No. Well, it was live action, so it's a totally different thing. But, oh, God, I can't wait for that cartoon to come back. Of course, I can't watch it with the kids. But me and my youngest nephew he'd sit there on my lap and watch that, and we watched the whole series. So, well, except for that one episode, which I'll watch now. I mean, it has that whole, like the fugitive looking for the one-armed man thing. He's trying to get back to his own time. So, of course, you can't have that happen where the comic's over. So, but still, anyway, great comic. Cartoon. What else am I talking? Where am I going here? But anyway, yes. If you read some of his stuff that was creator-owned or wasn't, somebody else's stuff, maybe you might feel differently, but I've never really read any of his stuff other than that, really. I'm like you. It doesn't stick with me. But I don't know. Maybe it depends on what he's writing. Because I picked up the first couple of issues of one of the times they redid it when they had Red Hulk on the team. It was right before the Avengers versus X-Men crap was going on. I picked it up at a con the first two. I think I got the hardcover. Marvel put these premier hardcovers out and it'll have like six issues in it and they want like $40 for it. Well, I got a couple of those real thin things for like five a piece at a con. And I couldn't, it was okay, but it wasn't spectacular. He's kind of, to me, like Jim Lee. I mean, he's good, but I don't understand why everybody, like, loses their shit when they do something, I'm tired of hearing about Jim Lee. I don't know about you people, but I am. I'm tired of hearing about him. Anyway.
I haven't become tired of Jim Lee just yet. I mean, I don't go out of my way for him, but like I said, I don't know, last week or the week before, it's just his stuff is easily digested.
Yeah. He's. Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's no wonkiness to his art.
Didn't he do a Legion story in that big art book he did?
I think so.
Yeah, that I wanted to get that, but I think it's always so expensive, and what are you gonna do? Anyway,
not buy it.
I don't want. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've done at this point. Let's see, what else? You said Brian Michael Bendis. Okay, so any artists?
Ooh, artists, huh?
Anybody?
I think Dave Gibbons would be cool because not only has he done the art, but he's also done some writing as well.
Very good pick. That is. I would like to talk to him too. That would be great.
Plus he's English. No, okay. Alan Davis would be cool to talk to.
Oh yeah. Like, why can't he do a monthly book, dude? I mean, seriously,
isn't he on a book right now?
I don't know. I've only seen him.
I'm sure he's.
I've only seen
Marvel
him do
book.
Covers.
He did two issues of the Awesome Hulk, or Totally Awesome Hulk, the last 2 months worth, it was sort of it was revisiting with Banner before what happened in Civil War II.
Did There you go. He must be the new artist.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did that, and now they're back to the regular artist. So it was just those two issues. So, nope.
Interesting.
Sorry. But you're right. He does little fill-ins here and there. I know he did a one of those mini-series where they band up random Avengers throughout time to fight some kind of time-based villain thingamahoozy.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen Ellen Davis do a regular thing in a while, unless there was a clandestine mini that I didn't know about.
No, I don't know. I haven't really. I love his stuff, but you barely ever see it. I think you're right, though. It seems like he did do something, but I can't think of what it was.
Giffen would be a good pull.
Oh, good Lord, yes. I would love to go to that roast they're doing for him.
Yeah.
Like a Connecticut Con or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be funny as hell.
I never met...
That really would.
Never met the guy, but a buddy of mine was at San Diego about 20 years ago, and Giffen had promised that he would do a pinup for me, and to this day, I've never gotten it. So if anybody knows Keith Giffen, tell him that he still owes me that pinup from 20 years ago from San Diego.
Did you pay him for it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it was a verbal agreement.
Well, still, I don't know, I'm not saying you don't have a valid claim. It's just, you know, whether...
It's a handshake, for Christ's sake. Come on. Okay. I wasn't there, so I can only go off what my buddy said was... He said, she said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, maybe your buddy has the picture.
Yeah, your buddy's got that sketch hanging on his wall, yeah. I bet. No, that's not really fair.
Maybe. Sure it is.
Oh, okay.
It could be kind of a dick.
Let's see.
Speaking of which, I saw somebody call someone else a dick in a Bendis comic book this month. I can't remember which one, but I was just,
really?
Yes, mainstream Marvel book. Someone called someone else a dick. It was in Civil War II.
Oh, was it?
Stark called somebody a dick, and I'm like, whoa, that's an amazing comic book.
Well, I've heard that on TV, regular television before, yeah. Too. So.
Oh, see, I guess I'm just so in my little bubble. I haven't noticed that recently.
Well, I think it's that has become a verb, more of a verb than a noun anyway, I think.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like it's used more that way, or that's just what you... here. Trying to think, what else would you, okay, if we had an unlimited budget, what would you guys like to do? This is pie in the sky stuff. I don't know. We'll never have an unlimited budget.
Remake Batman versus Superman is a good movie? No.
That would be good. I would like that. I haven't watched the R-rated version yet with the extra 30 minutes, so I don't know if it, I've some people have said it would have been so much better if they'd shown that at the theaters, but I can't confirm nor deny this. I have not watched it yet.
Now, I don't recall. Murray, did you see it? I don't recall.
No, it's not on Netflix yet.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
do you know what I did see? I saw
what?
Star Wars, Force, whatever, Awakens.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
I watched that yesterday.
What did you think?
Spoilers. Like, you've all seen it, yeah. I mean, it's, what, a year old?
Yeah,
year
I've
old.
Seen it.
They kill Han?
I have it on
Solo?
DVD. Or, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They killed Han. I cannot believe it.
Well, you knew that was coming.
I didn't know it was coming. It was...
The minute he walked on that bridge, I'm like, oh, my God, they're killing Han. And I was like, no wonder they've been showing him so much.
But I didn't even hear, like, it's been a year or a year and a half. I haven't heard a thing. Like, it was totally, I was not spoiled at all. But
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's great.
Well,
yeah,
I know
it's
good.
I mean,
but come on.
I think I told the story that I was actually spoiled. It's got it spoiled, but didn't realize it. I read a headline, something about Han Solo, the Harrison Ford actually kind of spoiled it, but nobody caught it. And I'm like, I remember reading that headline after I saw the film. I'm like, oh, that's what that meant, you know.
Do you end up liking it, Murray?
I did. I thought it was a good movie. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was a good movie. It hit all the Star Wars, the first Star Wars beats. Like, it was very similar to the first Star Wars, but I liked it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's
it
the
was.
Big cantina scene, there's the big fight on the little walkway, there's reference to a trash. Like, it wasn't a redo, but it was, yeah, it definitely was like, they're making sure that they get all the classic bits in there. But it was good. Like, the new characters were great.
Oh, you know what? I fell in love with that Daisy Ridley chick. I mean, in a fan, not in a creepy way, but as in, she's just a great person, and I feel bad for her. She was on Instagram, and I'd see her stuff come up, and I guess, I don't remember, she said something that made a whole bunch of people mad, and she got felt so bad about it, she quit Instagram over it, or she got harassed so much. I think she was even getting death threats. But she's seems like a generally genuine, nice person to me. And I just love that character. They need more, in this day and age, there needs to be more characters that are female that are that strong. In my opinion, that's a feminist stance, but I think it's, I think it's true. I mean, you know, in my opinion, anyway.
What'd you think of emo Vader?
He kind of killed me.
That was way over the top, wasn't it?
Oh, he's just young and having temper tantrums and really. I mean, he'll come back. They'll redeem him. I'm sure they'll redeem him because he's, you know, young and tall, dark, and I'm not going to say handsome because he's got that nose. If they had given him a nose job like 15 years ago,
yeah, that
would have solved all his problems.
I think it worked because, I don't know, that actor, I don't know, I was like, it was almost like a disappointment to see him when he took his mask off to see what he looked like. I'm like, okay, who the hell is this guy?
But isn't that the point? I mean, it's just, like, he's just another guy. I mean, there's a gazillion beings in the universe, so he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. And, okay, now, since we've all seen it, and spoilers for people that may not have, if you're still listening, then, you know, it's your own fault.
For listening?
My thing is, what? I'm just saying, you know, if you haven't watched it yet, it's your own fault at this point. I mean, it's been out for a long time. Anyway.
Yeah, Murray.
Well, I mean, you know, besides Murray. It's so obvious to me that Rey character is Skywalker's daughter. It's ridiculous. Is that just me?
I think.
Or did you get that too?
I didn't get that impression, but.
Okay.
But, and I think, I mean, not that you can't take, I think in the press they've said no, they're like not related at all, but you got to take that with a grain of salt, because really.
Well, yeah.
See, I'm going with them being brother and sister, Kylo Ren and her being brother and sister. That's my.
You really think so?
The twins thing, yeah. It's
Yeah, Luke and Leah are twins.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's, and I mean, it would be odd for them not to have mentioned that they had another kid, that Leia and Han had another kid, but there were many times during the original trilogy that things were not mentioned or were only hinted at or completely lied about in the original trilogy. So.
Well, this is true.
He killed your father from a certain point of view.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, she definitely is related to one of those two because of how she took the Force so quickly.
Well, technically, she'd be related to both of them, whether it's a niece or a child. So.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, good point. And I was always wondering if they're going to bring in, because in the books that were at once quote unquote canon until they, you know, Disney took over and said, no, okay, all that stuff is, you know, whatever. But in the books and in the comics, Luke Skywalker married one of Palpatine's ex assassins. And they had twins in that. And I guess one of their sons did that too, but that would make sense to me, him depositing his daughter off on a planet like that, and so she'd be isolated so she wouldn't be exposed to the Force and turn out like Ben or, you know, Kylo Ren, whatever you want to call him. But anyway, that's just my thing. That's just what I got out of it. Let's see. What else?
There's a new Star Trek series starting soon.
Yes, and I am mixed emotions about it. I think they're going to try to do with what they did with Enterprise and over-sexualize it. I've already said that the lead character is not going to be the captain. It's going to be like the second in command, and she's going to be a gay character, and there's going to be more graphic, quote-unquote, content in the show because it's on their streaming service. The first episode will be on regular broadcast TV, but if you want to watch any more, you got to watch. You got to spend $5 a month for their CBS's All Access.
Or not.
Exactly. That's an unspoken thing. I will watch that one way or the other. It's another prequel. This time, because they did that Enterprise show, and it was,
boring.
The thing that they tried to do at one point, it's fine. I have a love-hate relationship with that show. I love it because it's Star Trek and hate it because it was 90% crap. And the reason so is they tried to distance. No, it was. They tried to distance it from Star Trek in general and just make it a sci-fi show. They even changed the name in the middle of the series. They just started calling it Enterprise instead of Star Trek Enterprise. I know because we were using TiVo at the time and I had a recording set up, and then they changed the name of it. And it, like, didn't record it. And then all of a sudden it changed it back. So, and they were doing everything they could to distance themselves from the whole Star Trek heritage. But that was the whole point of it anyway. And I know J.J. Abrams references that show all the time. And even in this one it was referenced, the latest one. But it's going to be 10 years before the original series takes place. And when you do stuff like that, so if somebody isn't paying attention, they, like they did in Enterprise, there's stuff that is base, Yeah. By the way, I'm a Star Trek fan. If you haven't figured that out already.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this is the first time listening to the podcast.
What a coincidence that I would mention that to you. Wow. I don't.
Yeah, I know. If you've never listened to the podcast before, please excuse my fanboy rant that's coming up here, which I've already started. But anyway, when you do, because that's why the Star Wars prequels were kind of flaky. Like, oh, I don't know, Anakin Skywalker built C-3PO. Midichlorians. What? When you do prequels,
spoilers for you, Murray. They really screwed up the Force in the original in the trilogy.
Okay, I didn't watch those first three, second three, whatever.
Absolute best decision you've ever made in your life. I think right there.
Marrying your wife.
Yeah, that's up.
Yes, because I remember showing those to my. He wanted to see them in chronological order. He was very adamant about that, and it's like, well, I mean, those aren't all that. It's like, no, I want to watch them all. Okay. So he's sitting there watching them, and he kept going, what? Really?
Chris, you were so easily derailed from your rant a moment ago. I apologize.
I'm coming back to it. Star Trek, okay, the new show. 10 years, just 10 years before the original series, okay? There's still questions there. Is it going to be the – well – if you've never watched the Star Trek, newer Star Trek movies, they did a thing which was brilliant, and they actually used comic book stuff from in that stuff. Abrams did a crisis type thing with that. Spock ends up going back into the past. Well, long story short. Another timeline is what happened, and that's what those movies are. So that's why all the characters are the same with different actors. What they did was is they made a convergent timeline, and in they even – you look at the credits of the first movie, Leonard Nimoy is called Spock Prime. So the question is – whether this 10 years before the original series, is it going to be in what they call the Kevlin timeline, which is the movie timeline, or the one we saw on the TV show, which more than likely it's going to be the Kevlin new redone timeline because the fracture happened at Kirk's literal birth. In the TV series, Kirk's from Iowa, but he was born on a starship in the movie universe. So, I mean, there's all that stuff in there, which more than likely they're going to embrace the Kevlin timeline is what the official Paramount phrasing for that is. In the Star Trek Online game, they're still in the Prime universe, which I still play off and on. So, I mean, there's all that. I'm still thinking about doing a Star Trek podcast. Still thinking about it. I don't know when the hell I would do it, but I am still thinking about it because it's, you know, the 50th anniversary and all that stuff. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, prequels are bad. One of the things that it was established in the original series was the war with the Romulans lasted about 100 years, and they didn't have technology where they could look at each other in the view screen. The Romulans didn't. And then they did a bunch of episodes where –
and you were in the weeds. You are
– yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Good Lord.
You guys think I'm bad with comics, but Star Trek is even worse because I literally grew up with this show. When I was 2 or 3 years old, it was in syndication, and my mom would let me stay up late to watch that, and I've seen every single episode of all series at least twice, some of them 6, 7 times. I've got all kinds of books on it. I mean, I'm a nitpicker. I absolutely so. All the little references and all that shit. And one of the reasons I like Star Trek so much is they kept things. The continuity was pretty tight until that Enterprise show happened, because they had this temporal Cold War and things that were established in the original series, and this happened like, I don't know, close to 100 years maybe before the original series happened, because I don't know. But anyway, they took things that happened from one of the movies. I don't know. Anyway, way in the weeds. You asked, so I am cautiously optimistic about the new show, and that's all I'm not going to say anymore.
Well, don't worry, because it's Brian Fuller who's doing the series, and he does good stuff.
Yes, I know that. And one of the writers is Nicholas Meyer. They hired him on the team, and if anybody knows who he is, he's the one that directed the two best Star Trek movies of the entire franchise up to, well, the newer ones, but he directed Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, which is my favorite, and then 6, The Undiscovered Country. Those are the two best ones, in my opinion. And he did a lot of rewrites of the second one, but he never took a writer credit because they would have had to pay him. You know, he cared enough about it that he didn't want the writer credit, so the movie would continue. So, I mean, that part's good, but this whole underlying hints that they're going to, you know, do like they did in Enterprise, where there's these scenes where, oh, we have to go into the decontamination chamber and apply some decontamination gel on each other. And they had that Jolene Blaylock in there, and of course it was the Vulcan chick, and the engineer had been down there, so they're like in practically their underwear rubbing lotion on each other. I mean, that's the kind of crap they were pulling.
Wait,
out.
I need
that's
to
exactly
revisit that show. Hold on.
Yeah. Yes, man, and her outfit was like 7 of 9 on Voyager. That's why she. The Terry Ryan was in those tight outfits on Voyager, was to get the ratings back up. The ratings were so bad, they did that. And they had to cut budget on the last season because they wanted 5 seasons, which is like a minimum to get syndication on Enterprise because the ratings were so bad. So I don't know. Paramount has done this before. They put the Voyager show out as the quote-unquote flagship show for the Paramount Network, which ended up merging with WB to make it the CW. So they've done this kind of thing before. And it was stupid because they had DS9 that was in syndication, and in some markets they were in direct conflict in competing with each other. They ran it into the ground. I'm hoping they're not going to do it again. So, anyway, I care a lot about Star Trek.
Well, I haven't seen the new movie yet.
The new movie is awesome. And a little bit of the reason why is a lot of those people that are doing that show are fans themselves. Mostly Simon Pegg, the guy who plays. If you don't know who Simon Pegg is, which, you know, he's probably one of the bigger stars because he does a lot of stuff. He jumped in and helped write that movie. And a lot of its greatness comes from him. And he has been releasing things that have been said by Paramount. Like, one of the things that they were quoted as saying that they wanted to make the movie less Star Trek-y. Which is totally ridiculous. But because of him, that movie is great. And thankfully, Abrams is going to be back on the next one. So they've already announced that they're going to do that, and so that's good news. And I guess the guy who plays Kirk was quoted as saying that you can't make a cerebral film, Star Trek film, in this day and age, basically saying, you know, you have to play to the lowest common denominator. and you know, things like that. So that's why they're more action than anything else. And some of the cast at the, of the Next Generation even didn't like. Into Darkness had been out by then. When I saw them in Kansas City, all of them but Patrick Stewart was there, and especially God, what's his name? The guy that plays Geordi. Reading Rainbow guy. Damn it. What's his name?
LeVar Burton.
Yes, LeVar Burton. I had a brain fart. He didn't like the new movies because they were so far away from Roddenberry's original vision as what the future was supposed to be like. So, I mean, there's a lot of fans that feel that way. But, and that's why Chris Pine had said what he had said about you can't make a film like that these days because of that. The lowest common denominator thing. He didn't say it like that, but that's what he meant. When you got people like Will Ferrell out there making gajillions of money of being a complete and total jackass, basically the same character every damn movie, which I really can't say that because I refuse to watch any of his movies. But anyway, that's a whole nother podcast. All right, I'm done talking. I'm done rant. Yeah, next topic. How long have we been talking?
Nah, we're over an hour. I have a lunch date.
Ooh.
Lunch date.
Or brunch at the
end. I gotta go get lunch.
Yeah, you better go get ready. Yeah, because I think the the kids are coming back here pretty soon. I've had the house to myself. They all went to Kansas City to do some whitewater theme park stuff, and I've been totally alone since Friday evening.
Going to Kansas City. Is that a song? That's a song, yes.
I think it is. Kansas City, here I come. Okay, that's my singing portion of this program.
Well, congratulations on making it 5 years.
Already.
Interesting 5 years.
Yeah, it has been. I've gone through a lot of personal crap, and I appreciate you guys helping me through that and help keeping the podcast going when the times I couldn't, and when I, you know, moved another 2,000-some-odd miles to back to my hometown and all that going on, you know, when I didn't have internet, we did it in my parents' kitchen table for a while until I got a house going again. And yeah, it's been great. It's been a great time talking with you guys, and I don't think I act like I give a shit, but because I half-ass it sometimes. But I do love this podcast, and I want to keep doing it as long as you guys want to think it's fun.
Coolio.
All right, I'm going to cry now.
Go cry.
Get the man some hankies.
Get the tissues. All right, well, once again, great podcast, guys, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll do this again next week, and we'll actually have we'll have a theme next week, or a topic, or a book, or something.
Yeah, something. Yes, every week I say, well, I'm gonna have something ready, and then do it, and then Friday comes along, and Caleb's like, topic, and I'm like, shit.
Well.
So,
thanks anyway. For pulling this together a few years ago. Murray, thank you for agreeing to join us on a regular basis.
Absolutely. I don't think it would – I mean, it would still be a good podcast, but you put the cherry on top of it, I think. And we really appreciate you joining us all these years.
You give it a sense of legitimacy, Murray.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you being a teacher and all, it just makes it all official.
And Chris, you literally make this thing happen. Because,
thanks,
no,
man.
Literally, because if you weren't doing it, it would not get recorded. Even though sometimes it doesn't actually get recorded, but that's a whole – that's not
– Yeah, I know. No. Well, not all the time, but yeah, you're right. All right. Well, enough of that before I start tearing up. So – I'm getting all misty here.
Alrighty, wrap it up.
All right, then. That's it for this week, people. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromalarmbox.com and let us know what you think there. Let us know you're listening. We know you're out there. Somebody's downloading. What else? Yeah, Facebook page. Come join us there. We have people trickling in all the time. It's a nice little slice of fandom. And let's see, what else? You can comment on the actual episodes. We know it works. That's how Murray got on. Hey, who knows? If you comment more than three or four times, maybe we'll ask you to be a regular.
Don't tempt Evan. No, hold on.
Just kidding. Anyway, that's it for this week. And we are out.
All righty. Catch you later, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right.
Have a good week.
All right, another good one. Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye-bye.